Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. This verse is Brahma Sanghita. It was composed by Lord Brahma. Therefore, in the Vedic literature, this is called Sanghita. Sanghita means part of the Vedic literature. So, Lord Brahma is describing about Krishna. There are some foolish questions that Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. How he became God? Actually, that is not the fact. In the Brahma Sanghita, Brahma is describing means from the very creation. Brahma is the first creature of this universe. So, he has explained about Krishna by his experience, by his realization. In the Vedanta Sutra, Krishna is described Janmadasa Jataha, the Supreme Person from whom everything has emanated. So, that Krishna has confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adidhi Devanam. Devanam means in the beginning, there was Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, and Krishna is Adi of these Devas. Aham Adidhi Devanam. Aham Sarvasa Prabhava. Everything has emanated from me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matya Bhajanti Mam Budha Bhavu Samannitaha. So, Krishna is the Adi Purush. In Arjuna also confirms, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also confirms, Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavittam Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shasatam Adyam. Adyam. The original person. Just like in our genealogical table, in each family, there is a person who is the origin of the family. Then his son, his grandson, great-grandson, in this way family expands. Similarly, this creation is from Krishna. In the Chatushloki Bhagavat also, Ahameva Asam Agre, I I was present before the creation. Even Shankaracharya, who is impersonalist, he also says, Narayana para abhaktyat. The Supreme Personality of God in Narayana, he is beyond this material creation. Narayana para abhaktyat, abhaktyat, anna sambhava. From the abhakta, non-manifested material, mahatattva, this material creation has become possible. And this material, before the material creation, beyond the material creation, there is Krishna. Therefore, in the Brahma Sanghita, Lord Brahma is describing Krishna in each verse. Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adipurusam. He is the original person. Krishna also says, Matta parataram anyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is no more paratattva, superior source except Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore yet trying to place before the civilized human society the Adi Purush, the original Supreme Personality of God. They are searching after God. There are so many societies, theological society, theosophical society. They are searching after God. But here is God. Why don't you take reference from the Vedic literature? God's reference is there in the Vedic literatures, and God Himself appeared and He explained Himself in the Bhagavad Gita, and God is accepted. Not now, even when Krishna was present 5,000 years ago. All great sages, saintly persons, great rishis, they also accepted. Narada Devala Vyasa. When Arjuna, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is explained in the 10th chapter, you know all, Krishna as Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. He is addressing Krishna as person, Bhavan. This Bhavan Shabda, this word is used, person, not imperson. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham. He is not imperson, Purusham. Purusham means person. Not female also. Purusham means male. Purusham, Shasatam, Shasatam, original. Adyam, the first. So in this way, Arjuna has also given reference that all the great sages, at that time Vasudeva is still present. So Vasudeva accepts you, Narada accepts you, and Asita, Devala, big great sages accepts you. You are personally speaking. And I have realized that you are the Supreme Personality. This is Krishna. Krishna is not manufactured. As nowadays it has become a fashion to manufacture God by words. No, God is never manufactured. God is God. Not by mystic power one becomes God, or by so-called meditation or magical arts. No. God is God. Nobody can become God. Asama urdha. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is described as asama urdha, prapitamaha cha. In 11th chapter you will find these words. Prapitamaha, because Brahma is considered, he is called Pitamaha, because the father of the father. If you search out the genealogical table of this universe, especially of the human society, then you go on searching. I am begotten by my father is begotten by his father, his father, his father, his father. You go on, then ultimately if you have so much patience to make the search, you can get from the shastras, you can get. So, the original father of this universe is Lord Brahma. Therefore, he is addressed as Pitamaha. But the father of Brahma also, Brahma is also there. Garbhodup Sai Vishnu. The Garbhodup Sai Vishnu is expansion of Karanodok Sai Vishnu, the original Vishnu. And Karanodok Sai Vishnu is expansion of Sankarsan. Sankarsan is expansion of Narayan. Narayan is expansion of another Sankarsan. And that Sankarsan is expansion of Baladev. And Baladev is expansion of Krishna. You find in the Shastras. Therefore, Krishna is the original person. Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajam. It is not that some artist has manufactured a fashionable Krishna and you worship it. No. Krishna is the original person. We find in the description in the Sanghitas, in the Vedas, in the Rig Veda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Suraya. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra Srimad Bhagavatam, there it is explained, Janmadasya Jata, because Vedanta Sutra begins with this aphorism, Janmadasya Jata. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the original explanation of Vedanta Sutra. So in the Vedanta Sutra, explanation of Vedanta Sutra Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Janmadasya Jata Annayat Itaratascha Arthesu Avijna Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai Muyanti Jata Suraya. These descriptions are there. So, Adikavi, Adikavi means Brahma. Brahma, Adikavi. So, Tene Brahma, Brahma means Sabda Brahma, Vedic literature. So, he instructed or imparted in the heart of Brahma. Because when the creation was there, Brahma was the only person, living entity in the beginning. So, the question may be, how Brahma learned Vedic knowledge? That is explained. Tene Brahma, Brahma, Brahma means Vedic literature, Sabda Brahma. The information, the description of God is also Brahma. Brahma is absolute. There is no difference between Brahma and the literature which is describing Brahma, the same thing. Just like Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, there is no difference. Bhagavad Gita is also Krishna. Otherwise, why this book is worshipped since for so long time, since 5,000 years, unless the Bhagavad Gita is Krishna? There are so many literature books are published nowadays. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years finished, nobody cares for it. Nobody cares for it. Nobody reads for it. Any literature you take in the history of the world, no literature can exist for 5,000 years repeatedly being read by many, many scholars, religionists and philosophers, all. Why? Because it is Krishna. Krishna, there is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan. Shabda Brahma. So, Bhagavad Gita should not be taken as ordinary literature, that one can comment on it by so-called ABCD knowledge. No, that's not possible. The fools and rascals, they try to comment on the Bhagavad Gita by their ABCD scholarship. That is not possible. It is Shabda Brahma. It will be revealed to the person who has devotion to Krishna. Jasya deve parabhakti jatha deve. These are the Vedic instructions. Jasya deve parabhakti jatha deve tatha guru tasyaite katitaya ta prakashante mahatma. This becomes revealed. Therefore, Vedic literatures are called revealed. It is not that I can understand by your ABCD knowledge. I can purchase one Bhagavad Gita and because I have grammatical knowledge, I can understand. No. Vedesu durlav. In the Brahma Sangita it is said, Vedesu durlav. You go on studying all Vedic literature by your literary capacity or scholarship. Durlav. It is not possible. Vedesu durlav. Therefore, there are so many persons that are trying to interpret Bhagavad Gita by their so-called scholarship, but nobody cares for them. They cannot turn even one person a devotee of Krishna. This is a challenge. In your Bombay, there are so many persons there explaining Bhagavad Gita for so many years, but they could not turn even a single person a pure devotee of Krishna. This is our challenge. But this Bhagavad Gita now, it is being explained as it is. And thousands of Europeans, Americans, whose forefathers, whose family never knew the name of Krishna, they are becoming devotees. This is the secret of success. But these foolish people, they do not know. They think that by interpreting Bhagavad Gita, by their so-called rascalism knowledge, they can reveal Bhagavad Gita. That is not possible. Naham prakasa yogamaya samabritaha. Krishna is not exposed to these foolish and rascals. Krishna is never exposed. Naham prakasa saravas. He is not so cheap thing that he will be understood by these fools and rascals. It is not possible. Krishna says, Naham prakasa saravasu yogamaya sam. Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschi betimam tattva. So, if we want to understand Krishna, then we have to follow Mahajana jina gatasya pantha evam parampara praptam imagarajarsayo vidhu. Krishna says, and Krishna says, bhaktosi priyosi rahasyam jetu uttama. Krishna says to Arjuna, this science of God, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru Ho. Guru does not become. Guru is not so cheap thing. One must know what is Krishna Tattva. One must know what is Krishna. Krishna says also, manusyanam sahasyesu kaschid yatati siddha. Jatatamami siddhanam kaschid veti mantata. Nobody knows Krishna. They may speculate by their so-called scholarship, ABCD knowledge. But Krishna is not there. They cannot turn even a single man to become a Krishna devotee. That is not possible. They can be fooled. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabiri Varaha Ustak Kharai Samstuta Purusa Pasu. the one who is not devotee, he is described as a pashu, as an animal. And such animal is eulogized, glorified by another animal. What are they? The dogs, camels, asses, and hogs. Sabir Baraha Ustakharai Sanstuta Purusha Pashu. These descriptions are there. Therefore, if we want to understand Krishna, we have to follow this Mahārāja, just like Brahmā. Brahmā is the original. Who is Mahājan? Mahājan in India, a Mahājan is accepted who can give you loan, money. It's called Mahājan. Not that term. It is a perverted word. But Mahājan means a one who is pure devotee of the Lord. Mahātmā means who is pure devotee of the Lord. Sadhu means who is a devotee, not this street beggar. Sadhu reva samantam, sammak bhavasita. Who are they? Sadhu reva samantam. Apite sudurācāra bhajate māmanannava. Sadhu reva samantam. He is sadhu. Even if we find some discrepancies in the life of a devotee, just like these Europeans, Americans, they are devotees. They are pure devotees of Krishna. How? They have no other desire. They simply want to satisfy their spiritual master and Krishna. Therefore, they are pure devotees. They have no other business. They have sacrificed everything. They are coming from rich family, rich nation, educated, everything. There is no scarcity in their country. Everything is complete. But still, for Krishna, they have forsaken everything. That is pure devotion. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Those who are trying to catch up here, they have been described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Kharajhatiya Bhatta. The Kharajhatiya, one of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda, he was very confidential devotee, his class friend also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was going sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes here, sometimes there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry upon him and gave him the title Kharajhatiya Bhatta. Kharajhatiya Bhatta, don't allow him to come here. He became so strict. He was very sorry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, not to come in his meeting. So he was asking other devotees that I shall not be allowed. How can we allow you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden. So would you ask if there will be any time so that I can again come back? So some devotee inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Mukunda is very sorry you asked not to come, but he is asking whether there will be any day in future when he will be allowed to come again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, after 3,000s of birth, after 3,000s of birth, he will be allowed to come in. So when Mukunda inquired, did you inquire from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this question? He said, yes, but he has said, after your 3,000s of repeated birth, he will be allowed. So he began to dance. Then I will be allowed someday. Never mind 3,000 birth. So when this was informed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is dancing now because he will allow him to come in after 3,000 of birth, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased and asked him to bring him immediately. So if we want to actually learn this, that's like, there must be ekanishtha. Bhajanti mam ananya bhava. That is the qualification. Krishna. If you want to know Krishna, it is very easy. Don't divert your attention to anything. Now I worship this demigod, I worship that demigod. Then your knowledge is gone. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tamastasta hitajnana jajante annadevata. Annadevata, other demigods. Devata is Krishna. But others, they are demigods. Ekola Ishar Krishna Arsa Britta. Jare Jaiche Nachayase Toiche Kare Nritta. God is one, Krishna. Ekameva Dityam. All others, they are servants. This is our conclusion, this is Shastri concept. Eka Brahma Dita. Brahma cannot be two. Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Paramam Bhava. Therefore, Arjuna has addressed him as Bhavan, yourself. Not that you have got many competitors. Just like we find nowadays, in one street, another god, another god, in another street, another god, another street, another city. There are so many gods. But no, God is one, Ekamaiva Aditya. And that is Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. So this is Krishna concept. So if we want to learn about Krishna, then we have to follow the path of Mahajan, great personality, just like Brahma is presenting, Brahma Sanghita describing. Vyasa is presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavan himself is describing himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So what is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavan? We don't find any difficulty. Where is the difficulty? The Mahajan is there, the Shastra is there, the Guru is there, the Ved is there. And why should he make research after God? What is this nonsense? Everything is there. Veda is to sarpai, ahamiva Veda. The purpose of Veda is to know Krishna. Janmadasya jataha. Athata Brahma Jignasa, to inquire about Brahma. So there is no need of searching out God. You can simply try to digest whatever is already there. The Bhagavad Gita is there. All the acharyas, they have accepted. They have written commentation on Bhagavad Gita with reference to the Vedic knowledge. The absolute Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam is accepted everywhere by all acharyas. Why you are searching after God? I do not know. So this Bhagavad Gita and this Brahma Sanghita in the description is about Krishna and his abode. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajovanam. Vedeshu durlabhaya durlabha atma bhakto govindamadi purusam tamahamaya. Advaita. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. He has got ananta rupam. There is no limit. He has got so many. Because in each and every brahmanda there is Krishna avatar. Krishna avatar. Just like in this Brahmanda, there was Krishna avatar 5,000 years ago. Similarly, Krishna avatar is going on. Just like the same example as I have given you many times, that the sun planet is there in the sky, but sun is visible when he is in our front. Otherwise, sun is there. Similarly, Krishna is always there, but when he descends, incarnates, he becomes visible to us, exactly like the sun. At the present moment, it is night, sun is not visible. But in due course of time, say after 8 hours or 10 hours, in the morning, the sun will be visible. Similarly, there is scheduled time when Krishna becomes visible on this planet, on this universe. And there are innumerable universes. There is called Nityalila. Nityalila means eternal pastime. Krishna is born as Yashoda Devaki Nanda. Immediately he begins to grow. But that birth is taking another planet, another universe. Just like 6:30 sun sign, it is now visible on this planet or on this city. But again, 6:30 again in another city, 6:30 in another city, 6:30 another city. It is not very difficult to understand that 6:30 is continue, that 7:30 is continue, that 8:30 is continue. Every minute and second is continue. Simply you have to know where it is. You immediately try to know by phoning the other city, other on the other country. You will know that this 6:30 or 7:30 or 12:30 or the setup or rising of the sun is continually going on, here or there. Similarly, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's pastimes, everything is continually going on. Sometimes in this universe, sometimes in another universe, sometimes another universe. In this way it is going on. Therefore, Krishna's lila is called Nitya Lila. Nitya Lila. Eternal. It is not that for the time when Krishna appears. That's Nitya Lila. As we have seen within this planet, Krishna, that will come again. Just like we saw the sun in the daytime. Now it is not visible. But in due course of time, again we shall see. Next morning we shall see sun. Similarly, we shall see again Krishna. And that rotation takes place according to Vedic calculation after 43 crores of years. That is the explanation we get from Vedic Shastra. So Krishna's lila, it is not an invented. We are worshipping Krishna as something imaginary, some artistic picture. No, it is Nitya Lila. Krishna is fact. Govinda Madhi Purusham. He is Adi. Advaita Chita Adyam Purana Purusham. Purana Purusham. The oldest man. Purana means oldest. Oldest. Purana Purusham. Purusham means person. Nava Jovanancha. But whenever you see Krishna, he is just a perfect young boy. Nava Jovanancha. You'll never see Krishna's picture as he has become old, he has grown some big beard and no. Krishna you'll never see. Krishna is just like a 20 years old young boy. Nava Jovanancha. Vedesu Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakto. He is not to be found in the Vedas. There is, but we miss. In the Rig Veda, in the Atharva Veda, Krishna is there. Vedesu Durlava, but the ordinary man cannot find. Just like people, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand this. There are so many people, they are very proud of reading Bhagavad Gita daily, but they do not understand Krishna. The only thing is that missing Krishna. Except Krishna, all rubbish things they are talking. This is their mission. Because Vedesu Durlava. For the rubbish person, rascal person, Krishna is Durlava. Adurlava Atma Bhakto. But Krishna is available. Krishna has to be seen from the Krishna's devotee, not from others. Therefore, Krishna said to Arjuna that I am again explaining to you this Bhagavad Gita because bhaktosi, priyosi, rasam etat uttamam. There is a very nice mystery in this Bhagavad Gita. And that will be understood by you because you are my devotee, you are my very dear. So, in order to understand Krishna, one has to first of all become a great devotee, dear friend of Krishna. Then you can understand. Otherwise, Vedesu Durlava Adurlava Apavakto. So, This Brahma Samhita describes about Krishna. Brahma is Mahajana. I have already told you. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. So in this Shastra, 12 Mahajans are accepted. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaiya, Sakhi, Bayam. This was explained by Jamraj to his servant, that these are Mahajana. Who? Sambhu, Brahma. Sambhu, Narada. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Kumara, the Kumaras, the four Kumaras. Kapila, Kapile, Lord Kapil. Manu, Sambhu, Manu. And the Bhagavad Gita also accepted this. Imam Vivasate Yogam Pratavan Ahamabhyam Vivasyam Manave Prahu. This Manu. See, in this way, we have to approach the right person, Evam Parampara Pratam, who is coming in the line of Brahma, who is coming in the line of Lord Shiva, in the line of Narada. In this way, we have to accept a guru from the disciple succession, which is called Parampara, Guru Parampara. Then we can understand what is Krishna. Otherwise not. Now so many people are explaining Bhagavad Gita. If you ask him who is your guru, he has no guru. He is himself guru. So he can understand Bhagavad Gita? It is not possible. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita from the bona fide person and follow the principles, rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna mantra. Your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Your question is meant for persons who are too much bodily concept. One is thinking that I am this body. For him, this yoga system is a prescribed so that he can control the senses, yoga, indriya samyama. By controlling the senses, because we are disturbed by our senses, so there is process how to come to the platform of pranayama. You have to find out a secluded place and you should sit down there alone in perpendicular stature. You cannot close your eyes fully up, and then you have to see the tip of the nose. In this way you have to concentrate your mind on Vishnu or Krishna. This is prana. So, but actually when one becomes already attracted to Krishna by devotional service, then the pranayama process is already there. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jumang samay yukta tamovam. The real fact is to concentrate your mind upon Krishna. So these boys, they are being trained up. This aratrik, this archan, this distribution of literature, reading Krishna books, hearing about Krishna, that means they are not allowed to think anything else except Krishna. That is prana. They are the pranayama process. You can do it for 1 hour, 2 hours, or say 1 day, 2 days. But this pranayama process, who are always engaged in Krishna's service, that is natural. You cannot think. Savai manat Krishna padaravinda. If you simply engage your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, that is perpetual prana. Not for 1 hour, 2 hour, or minute.
But as some yogis say, that
some yogi may say whatever he likes. No, but what Krishna says, we have to accept.
In the modern terminology, they say this technique of pranayama.
But in modern terminology, that is not a principle.
No, but they say it's a rocket way to God. They say it is a rocket way to God, doing pranayama.
What is it? A rocket ship way to God.
But we don't find so long yogis and panawalas know anything about God. We have tested so many. They remain the same rascal. I have seen it. They do not ask him, any yogis, what do you know about God? Asking, you can ask. You are a press reporter. You can ask. What do you know about it? Describe it. So, what is a rocket? Rocket means you should go immediately. But if you do not know, then what is the use of this rocket? If you do not know what is God, then what is the use of this rocket? Just like they are going to the rocket planet, moon planet. Now the American government stopped financing this rascal job. You know that? Yes. See, if you actually have got rocket, then you must approach that, you must know the thing. But simply waste your money and come back. So any sensible man will not allow this. This is good, pranayama, by rocket process, maybe. But we don't think that it is rocket process at the present age. Because in this shastra, it is said, kriteja dhyato vishnu, tritayam jayato makai, dapare parichajyayam kalo tad harikita.
No, they compare it to the rocket only because of the two stages that the rocket has to drop. They say by doing pranayama you drop material stages of the
vishnu. That's all right, but we have to see practically what has become. Simply talking will not do.
Talking
won't do. Yes. Simply talking will not do. That is just these boys, they did not practice pranayama system, but bring anyone who knows about God better than him. Bring anyone. Any yogis, bring and talk with them. They are neophytes. They are simply practicing 3 or 4 years. And talk with them. And what he knows, it will be proved. That is not rocket system. This is rocket system. Hare Krishna. That is not possible. He cannot find out a secluded place to practice yoga. Very secluded place in the city. All day and night, these cars are going and there is huge sound. Very secluded place. And it is recommended in the Bhagavad, secluded place and sacred place. And he should remain alone. Where is such yogi? Find out. Where is such yogi? He should remain alone and in a secluded place and a sacred place. And he should not change his asana. Then he becomes a yogi. These are the preliminary things. But who is practicing these preliminaries? Even they cannot. Especially in the cities. There are so many yoga societies. But it is stated that it should be practiced in a secluded place. So how it is possible in the city? If you follow the instruction, it will be very difficult. It is very difficult.
For a city development.
Not only difficult for us, but 5,000 years ago, Arjuna was talking with Krishna face to face, such an exalted personality. And he was a Kshatriya. He said, Krishna, it is not possible to practice. He said, we have become more than Krishna, Arjuna. Do you think? He said, he will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Mana Krishna Pramati Balavad Viram, Tashaham Nigrahana Mandi, Vayuri Vasudhuskar. No, it is not possible. He was frank enough, gentleman. Well, this is not possible. These foolish persons, because they want to cheat others, they cheat themselves, they cheat others, and they follow the system. It is not possible. It is not possible. Frankly speaking, do we think we are better than Arjuna?
In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is called Bhutakesh, a one who has conquered sleep.
So, this yoga process is there, but it is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Especially in this age. Therefore in the Shastra it is said, Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu. This Dhyato Vishnu, that is yoga system. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa apasyanti jan yogina. Yogina, being absorbed in meditation, they see. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa, mind being absorbed in the Supreme, they can see. Janga apasyanti yogina, the yogi see. That is samadhi. That is pranayama, of course, controlling the breathing. So, these things are very difficult in this age. Japa Shastra says, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevala. Kalu Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Gaturana. Three times. When we stress upon some important point, we say three times. Do it, do it, do it. It is like that. Kalu Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Gaturana. So, yoga practice is approved process, but it requires long, long career time, and the time is not at all suitable in this age. The persons are differently cultured. They are eating everything, they are drinking everything, smoking, and it is not possible. It is not possible. It's simply childish. It is not possible. And you can see practically. Just like I have given the example. Bring any so-called yogi, mystic practitioner.
As you are yourself saying, one in thousand, even one in
lakh. What is the use of that process? Here the mass of people take it, all over the world. Suppose if there is some process, if 1% of the whole population takes, then what is the use of such process? So that is very important thing. There is important process also. But it is not possible to be practiced by the present age. Become purified. You understand that Krishna is present on your tongue.
So
the water pot, you put it with water, so long it is not filled up, it will make some sound. And when it is filled up and goes down, down to hell, then there is no but water. That your this so-called talk will not help you. But that does not mean that in the spiritual life there is no talk. That Krishna is spirit. So why is talking? Bhagavad Gita. What do you think of Krishna's talking? Nama Chintamani Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Rasa Vigraha. But Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna, Shuddhya, Nitya, Mukta, Abhinnatyat Namanami. This is Abhinnatyat Namanami. There is no difference between the name and the person. Here in this material world, there is difference between name and the thing. Just like if I want water, if I simply chant water, 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 sometimes some rascals give the example that if we chant Coca-Cola, 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 it is not like that. They do not know, and they are dare to explain this nama. Such a rascal there. They do not know what is name. Here is the description of the name. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa. This is Chaitanya. This is not dead stone. This body is dead stone. Chaitanya means the living force. That is Chaitanya. The name is Chaitanya. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna, Shuddha, Nitya, Mukta, Abhinna. That name. This name is not ordinary name. This is absolute.
And how
does
they say that some of the mantras they affect the
chakras
now?
No, we have nothing to do with chakra. These chakras are concerned who are in the bodily concept of life. The bhaktas, they do not accept that I am body. The sata chakra is concerned with this body, not with the soul.
Yes.
So the yoga process is prescribed for them who are too much in cordially, bodily concept of life. Otherwise, those who are spiritually advanced,
they do not have to practice this yoga. This simple name, if we follow, actually practically you see, all over the world, these boys, how they are advancing simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So this is fact, it is not imagination. How they are advancing, how they are becoming. Now, sarvapadhi vinir muktam, to make zero, they have made everything zero. They don't consider that as Americans. Yes. They don't consider that I have this body, I have to eat flesh, meat and wine, therefore my body will be maintained. They never think like that. This is mukti. Simply talking will not do, practical. I practice yoga and immediately my throat has become dry. Please give me cigarette. Please give me cigarette. There are so many, I see.
Then they are not
yogis. You will find, if you analyze, you will find so many. At least they smoke ganja. There are so many yogis, I have seen. They smoke ganja. You have not seen ganja smoker yogis?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Number of.
Number of. I do not know how you have studied. So many rascals smoking gaja and talking of yoga.
Taking tea.
Taking tea, that is common apple. Big, big jug, tea.
Our devotees also not take that thing also.
So, see practically. Simply talking will not help. Practically see how this system is perfect. Thousands and thousands, not only one, two. If you travel all over the world and see our temples, you will find in each and every temple 200, 150, 50. All because all these boys and girls, nice. They are countrymen, astonished. They ask them, are you American? They ask them. How this transformation has come into existence? Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Abhinna Tyar Namanani. It is non-different from Krishna. So by chanting Krishna means they are associating Krishna directly. There is no question of Sata Chakra, this chakra. No. It is direct contact with Krishna. And if one is in direct contact with Krishna, what other method does he require? Everything is aradhita jadi hari tapasa tata kim. If you are in direct touch with Krishna, then where is the necessity of adar tapasya? Everything is finished. Your ultimate goal is obtained. And naradhita jadi hari tapasa tata kim. And if you could not touch Krishna, then what is this nonsense yoga and jnana? They're useless. You could not touch Krishna. These things are aradhita jadi hari tapasa tata kim, naradhita jadi hari tapasa tata kim.
And that is why it's called Yogeshwara.
Yes. Yogeshwara. If you are in touch with the Yogeshwara, then your all austerity, penance is finished. Now enjoy life with Yogeshwara. That is the position of the devotees. Anandamayat, ananda chinimayrasa pratibhavitavi, stavijya eva nijarupataya kalavi, goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuti. This is a great science. So we have described all this in our books. Their reading and public is very much appreciated. All right.